Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, Wednesday night, Chav Gimel Shvat, whatever it is. Now we're learning. We're going to go to Sif Chav Dalad now. Yisrael Shalava Mayakim Beribus, right? Yilada from a guy, Ribus is Mutter, both borrowing and lending to. Borrowing from and lending to. Now, we don't even have a problem with this. A Ribus, everyone knows you make a heteriska. That's all. It's like a heter, you know, sign off on the bottom line and you're allowed to do Ribus. So then they had a different. Apparently, heteriskas were not that common. Maybe they only did it when it was truly an iska, which means a profit-generating business that could lose money, that could gain money. They used to have different shtick, and that is to put a guy somewhere in the middle and sort of make it try to turn it into a loan to a guy, like you would borrow money, like you're lending it to a guy, and the guy's lending it to him, and this way you can get your interest. So that's why he devotes so much to it. I suspect that's how they used to try to get around it, and sometimes they, you know, if you do it in a halachically permissible way, so maybe it's, there's a mitzvah to lend someone money at no interest. People forget that. The heteriska is not a mitzvah, it's a heter. Okay, Yisrael Shalava Me'akum Beribus. Okay, we'll start with a guy, Reuven, you know, we gotta. He borrowed money from a guy, Beribus, the Yisrael Acher Yiyah Orev. Okay, and another Yisrael is the guarantor. And Mubinyan Shena Akum Yochol Litvoa Tchila LS Alo, but a different type of guarantors for loans. So if he can't go to the guarantor first, he has to go to the lover first. The Ach Yishalo Yiyah Efshar Ligvos Min Halove Oz Yochol Litvoa Min Ha'orev. So that's mutter, because then it's clear that the actual chiyuv, the obligation, is between the guy and the Jew, the lender and the borrower, and you're paying him ribbis, and if the guarantor repays him, then you have to repay the guarantor. That's part of the deal of an arev, that lamaisa, the lova has to reimburse the arev, and you reimburse him for the ribbis he paid also, because it's clear in this case, if he has to go to the lova first, so it's clear that the chiyuv itself is from goy to Jew, or I should say from Jew to goy, and not the no shtick here, it's from Jew to goy, so the Jew pays the goy money, and if he goes to the Orev, then the Orev pays the goy to Ribbis, and the Jew has to repay the other Jew, his guarantor. Nobody ever heard of repaying the guarantor, I think. Yeah, the din is you have to repay the guarantor if he ended up paying the money. So you can pay him the ribbons with no problems. Avalim hu b'inyan, but if it was structured in a way, sheha'akum yochol etvoa tchila sa'orev, that he can go to the guarantor initially, different types of arvus, so this is one of them where you could go to the orev first. Im kein have ki'ilu ha'orev lova min ha'akum, so, but still you have to pay him back. I should have said that sentence first. You have to pay a guarantor back if he paid the loan for you. So therefore, if the loan was structured in a way that the guy could go to the guarantor first, and then still the lover would have to repay the guarantor, but here already you have a problem. Because this is like the guarantor borrowed money from the guy and lent it to you. That means he borrowed $100 from the guy and he lent the $100 to you. So you're, because he owes the guy the money. Right? If it's structured in a way that the guy can go to the Orev first, then it's like the Orev borrowed the money. And when the Orev pays back, and he's only a guarantor, so it's like you borrowed it from him. And now, if he pays you, he's paying you back $110 for the 100. Im kein have the kilo Orev lovim and akum, the hilva. And the money ended up by the borrower, right? And you lent, so it's like you lent, it's like the guarantor is lending the other Jew, the borrower, we'll call him. He's the real borrower. $100, he got $100 from the guy. It's like he got $100 from the guy. The borrower took the money from the guy. But if the guy, the legality, the halachic legality is that if he can go to the guarantor first, it's like he lent the guarantor the money, and the guarantor lent it to the Jew. So the guarantor is lending the Jew $100, and now it's asur. How because the arv lovam and akum the hilvul Yisrael halove, but asur, and then you can't pay him back the ribbis. Even if he has to pay the goy ribbis, you can't pay him back the ribbis. This is like using someone else's credit card. So the legality is that it's like they incur, the person whose name is on the credit card incurs the debt. So the debt is, let's say, $100, but they did it for you and they give you the money. Well, you're using their credit card, right? But it's also, that's this case. And that's why you have to be careful. It's also, that's why you have to pay up that bill before it starts accumulating credit. Because even though you innocently use someone else's credit card, and you say, don't worry, when the bill comes, give it to me, I'll pay it. That's very nice. But if you don't pay that bill on time and it accumulates interest charges, then it's usur. Because the real, the technical obligation is on the person whose name appears on the credit card. And it's like he lent you the money. Mamish, like this case. That's what this case is. The chain, and the whole thing is in reverse. It's the same way. But if the guy is the borrower, the Yisrael acher hu arev. Okay, a guy borrowed from a Jew, and the Jew is the guarantor. So here's the other way around. The guy borrowed from the Jew. Right. So if he ena mal v'yochel tvoya tchila elas akum, you have to go to the guy first. Halove. V'ach kasher lo yimtza etzol akum halove oz yigbim in orev. And it's mutter, because then it's clear that the obligation, that the obligation is between the guy and the Jew, the guy, the borrower. And if he doesn't have, so then you go to him. And you can even collect the interest from him. Because the hischaivus of the ribbis is on the goy. And now he just obligated himself to pay whatever the goy is mechuyev. Because you have to go to the goy first. And only if the goy can't pay, you come to him. But if you can go to him first, then it's like he's borrowing from you money. The Jew, it's like a Jew who borrowed money from a Jew, but also so he's not allowed to pay the extra charge. Okay, obviously it's mutter, because then the ribbis, the chiv of the ribbis is only on the loiv of the guy. It's not on the Jew, the orev, so no problem with that. But then it would be like I use your credit card, right? And you don't pay the ribbis charge. So the ribbis charge is the obligation of the credit card holder.
Why is it a credit card? Why I can't go to him? There's similar in the case of the credit card. If I borrow your credit card,
yeah,
the credit card company can't then come to me and borrow your credit card.
Right.
So why is it also for me that incurs interest?
No, I'm using his credit card. Wait, so it's like he's borrowing money from but he's giving you $100. Wait. No, because he's really paying you. He's not paying the credit card company. He's not an orev. It's not the exact same case. He's not an orev. He's not a guarantor of your chiyuv to the credit card company. So even if he lamaisa pays the bill when it comes, but he's really paying you. The chiyuv is to you. You took $100. You bought $100 worth of merchandise. He really bought it, but since your name is on the credit card, so you owe the credit card company now $100. By allowing him to use your credit card and take the thing, it's like you lent him that $100 now. So it goes like that. And now if he says, give me the bill, I'll take care of it, even if it's $110, That's not really what's going on. He's really repaying you 110 for the 100, and now you're paying the credit card. It's only fair he should do that. But the problem is it's structured in a way that it's ribbis.
What if you, who had the credit card, have in your mind that if the guy didn't pay you back, you're going to walk away from the debt, even though you're not allowed to do it?
It doesn't help. You owe the money. The technicality is that you have the obligation, and you're lending the money to the person that you're letting him use the card. The eight says, I don't know what the legality, you can write someone else's name down and order cards for them. Right, I could order extra credit cards. I don't know, Taka, you have to ask, I don't even know who's responsible. I think the primary name is responsible for everything. It's just a convenience to write their name down so that they could, you know, a lot of times the store makes a sign, and if they see a different name, they don't let it, I think. I don't know how it works. Does anybody know?
Yeah, that's Father, a lot of parents will give their kids, and they're here for the event. Right. The kids have a credit card, but it's under the parents' name.
No, I'm talking about I can order
right, you order extra cards
in
their
kids'
name. Right, but I mean the account is in your name.
But I'm still Mechuyev.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So that doesn't help. Okay. Okay. We'll stop here. All right, we're getting this slowly. Soon we're going to learn about Heteriska. Do you have time? I don't want to talk to you. Want to come to the office? Is Rabbi Goldstein here?